to Perek Gimel Pasik Tes. Is this thing working? Perek Gimel Pasik Tes. We're in the middle of describing the contrast between the Malchus Aseres HaShatan and the Malchus of Yehuda. And Yirmiyah here, he coins term, these very unique expressions. The expression of Meshuva Yisrael versus Bogoda Bogoida Yehuda. Both the Aseres HaShvatim and the Shnei Shvatim are guilty. They're guilty of sin. They're guilty of Avodah Zarah. But the way the 10 Shvatim are referred to is with the word Meshuva, which is similar, Rashi told us, it comes from the word Hashaveva, means backsliding, meaning they are distancing themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aseres HaShvatim, and whereas the Shnei Shvatim are described with a term that is more severe, a harsher word of Bogoda. Bogoda means to rebel, outright rebellion. When you contrast these two terms one against another, it has the connotation, which in fact we're going to see in the pasuk explicitly, is that Hashem is saying that the sins of the Aseres HaShvatim are not as bad as the sins of the Shnei Shvatim. What's very ironic is that even though the pasuk explicitly says that their sins are not as bad as the sins of the Shnei Shvatim, yet who got a worse deal? Who suffered more? The Aseres HaShvatim, because they are the ones that were exiled. According to one opinion, they will never to return. And even if, according to the opinion that says that they will return, they will never, their malchus will never be restored. The Aseres HaShvatim, although their malchus was sanctioned by Achia HaShiloni, they had kings, that malchus will never come back. So it's something which is a little disturbing. Their sins here are being clearly described as not being not that severe relative to the Shnei Shvatim, because they had no one to learn from, yet they got a raw deal. They suffered greatly. Pasuk Tes says, V'hoyen was Mikol Zinusa. Now you would be tempted to translate the word Mikol means from the sound of Zinusa, of her adultery. And indeed, we'll see in a moment, there are some commentators that translate the word kol means sound, and that would then mean, they have a connotation that it was due to their reputation, or due to their influence, that when the Aseres HaShvatim sinned, it wasn't just a private sin. People learned from their sins. They were influential. People also did Averos, and the earth, everyone in their vicinity was lowered. However, most of the commentators translate the word Mikol not from the word a sound, kol, but rather Mikal. Kal means lightness. It means zilzal, degradation. That it was due to the Mikol Zinusa, due to the lowliness of her adultery, the terrible, horrible sin of adultery, Vatechanaf Esaret, she caused the earth to be guilty, caused the earth to be flattered. We mentioned this yesterday and 2 days ago, the word Techanaf here is a synonym with guilt. It brought guilt upon the earth, Vatinaf Esoeven, Vesoates, and it caused the stone and the wood to become guilty. Now this means, as we mentioned before, is that the Omar Laovi Laeven Oviata, Ulaates, Ata Yiliditicha, that the people, they actually worship the stone and the wood. They said to a piece of stone, "You are our father," and to a piece of wood, "You gave birth to us." So here, due to the lowliness of their Avodah Zarah, the earth became a place of guilt, to the degree where every stone, every piece of wood was a participant, was a victim, you can say, a victim or participant, or something that has been contaminated, being that it was worshipped, it becomes Aser Behana. We know that anything that is detached from the ground, once it's worshipped, becomes Aser Behana. Stones and trees that are attached to the ground cannot become Aser Behana when they're worshipped. But if something that's detached from the ground, then they do become Aser. Let's see the Mitzudos Tav and Pasik Tes. V'hoya Mikol Zinusa, Ba'avur ha-kalos. Notice he's not translating the word kol as sound, but rather as the lowliness, the kalos sheyeshima bedvar haznus liakum. Due to the fact that the Jewish people, the aseres hashvatim, it became easy, it became light in their eyes to worship idols. Chovso esaretz, they brought guilt upon the earth. Liyos charva v'shamama, so the guilt of here means that they caused, due to their sins, that the land became desolate. The land was destroyed. Vatinaf. Osiso akum me'eitz u'me'eden. The pasuk concludes they made stone wood into idols. As I mentioned before, back in the few pasukim before, they said to a piece of stone, "You're my father," and to a piece of wood, "You are my mother." Rashi pasuk tes vatinafes u'eden uto'osin polche avnaya. You made a mistake. It means you worshipped idols. According to the Targum, with those people who worship stone, the ayah and wood, the Yonah Santir game Mikol Zanusa. Then he's going backwards in the pasuk. He's telling us the word kol. What does it mean? Kol means lashon kalus. It means lightheadedness, lightness, lightness.
Maybe,
yeah.
The casual way in which they did
these things.
Casual attitude.
The attitude. It was a casual attitude. They didn't take seriously the severity of their sins. Midikalila be'enoha. It was light in their eyes. Attitude ta'avosaha, to worship idols. Let's look at the Radak. Pasuk Tes. Okay, long Radak. See Pasuk Begolim. V'hoya mikol zenusa. Inyan kalas. Let's get the third one. The third one to say exactly the same thing. In kalas. V'amar hamasara. Olav less chasar bikalilusay. There was nothing lacking in their low attitude, in their horrible attitude that they can worship idols. In other words, they removed all restraints. U'peirusha kitargumoy, like it says in the Targum, v'hava. The Havo, it was Nidikalila de'inaya Ta'usaha. It was being that it was light in their eyes to worship idols, and because of that, Vacha Yevas Yosaro, the land became guilty, became Uta'as in Polche of, and they became guilty, period. Uta'as, and they worshipped together with those people in Polche Avnaya Ve'o'ai, with those people who worship stone and wood. We mentioned already many times that the metaphor of a zone of harlotry and adultery is just a code word, a reference for worshipping idols. Okay, let's just do the Targum. We really read the Targum. I read to repeat it very quickly one more time. Pasuk Tes, in the Targum. The Hava Medikali. We did the whole thing already in the Radak. Okay, now let's go Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud is the Gamuchol Zos Lashava Eli Bagodachoy So Yehuda Bicholiba, and with, despite all this. All of this, we'll see what all of this means. All of the evil that she saw, meaning that after Yehuda witnessed the terrible punishment that came upon their sister Yisrael, they saw what they did, and they saw the punishment, they saw the consequences, and they did tshuva. We do know that they did tshuva, but here the Navi criticized Lo Shava Eli Bagoda Chosa. Again, here the term. There, the Shnei Shvatim, which Yehuda, which were called Bagodu Yachosa Yehuda, the Choliba, they did not do a sincere tshuva. They did tshuva. There's no question about it. They did tshuva. We learned yesterday in the Radak during the time of Yoshiyahu. We know that they did tshuva. There was a major Baal tshuva movement. The only thing was, the pasuk says it was insincere. Ki in b'sheker, it was sheker. And Hashem says the tshuva you've done is false. I've mentioned many times that they had inspectors to come see to make sure that no one had in their home avodah zarah. But the people outsmarted the inspectors by taking the idols and splitting it into two pieces and putting them on the two parts of the door. So when the doors were open, no one would see there is an idol. When the inspectors left and the two doors came back together, the idol was restored, and they worshipped secretly behind closed doors. Avodah Zarah. They lived a double life. Mitzudo stava pasuk yud. Vegam b'chol zos im kol hara'ah shera'asa Shabo Ali Yisrael. What does it mean in Gam B'chol Zos? The Shnei Shvatim, the Malchus of Yehuda, had the benefit of being able to see the punishment, the consequences of what happens when you worship idols by observing what happened to the Aseres HaShvatim. Im kol zeh lo shova elai b'chol libo ki b'sheker, their retrieval was insincere. Mi sofa v'lachutz, they lived a double life. There was one life they presented out in the street, and behind closed doors they were different people.
They were closet idol worshippers.
Literally, closet idol worshippers, exactly. And this is a very powerful Musa Haskell for us, obviously. If these words have been recorded for posterity, and these words is obviously, this is one of the great, very great nisyonos. Every person, there's no question about it, every person has a degree of hypocrisy. Every person is not the same behind closed doors as they are in public. And in fact, this was the bracha that Rabbeinu HaKadosh gave his Talmidim at the time of his Petira. Halavai, you should fear Hashem like you fear man. They said to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, bless us. So he says, you should fear Hashem like you fear human beings. So the Talmidim were very disappointed. Rebbe, that's all you think of us. You think of us that we don't even fear Hashem like we fear our fellow man. So he said, halavai, halavai. That's right. Halavai, halavai, you should fear Hashem at least as much as you fear your fellow man. And I mean, this is a mitzvah. The way a person behaves when no one is watching is not the same the way he behaves when someone is watching. Hashem has given us today, it's amazing. Today you can't live, you can't even walk the streets, you can't even live in your house. They say everything, every telephone call you make is being recorded. Right, I mean, they admitted, the NSA admitted that they record. They have some data store center somewhere underground, out who knows where, in Nevada, in Arizona, and every single phone call you make is recorded. Do they listen? Well, if they find that it's a problem, they know how to get to it, and they record it for many years. And
They keywords.
A very sophisticated technology that we would be blown away with. They even say, I mean, even very recently, that every website you go at home, any website you go is recorded. And if the FBI wants a warrant, they can contact your ISP, internet service provider, and they can get records. And if there's criminal activity and they want to do a background check on the person, they just need to check into your look up where you're getting internet service from, and there's enough data there to figure out what kind of person you are by what kind of websites you hang out with. And you walk in the street here in shul, there are cameras, and you should know it's more and more common. I heard this from a person who installs these things. I thought oh, they only record video, but he told me they know a lot of people now, you don't even realize that they're recording audio. Whenever there's a camera, there's also audio recording. And he told me there are different laws. Sometimes it's really illegal, but no one follows the law, and it's all being recorded. So it's not just audio that's being recorded, sound is recorded.
You don't know how much that camera does. Even all technicians who install the camera have no clue how much the camera does.
What it picks up.
We had it in a place, and the guy, we had a break in, and we were looking, and they couldn't find. The police asked us if they would mind if they send one of their officers down.
Yeah.
He looked at me, he saw our place from two blocks away and watched the guys come down the street out of the building and putting on the mask. And our technician, who supposedly knew everything, said, "How did you do that?" And he said, "That's why I do what I do for a living."
Mm-hmm.
Your camera doesn't know. You don't know what your camera does.
Fascinating.
And they caught the guy.
Okay, so it's really, there's no hiding today. All of these things.
Is there a backup recording to Bashir?
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't really know. I actually read that on the train. I don't know if this is true, but I read that on the subway, on the buses, they actually it's recorded. Conversations on the subway, on the car is recorded, and they can listen live. Whoever was saying it, you look around, you don't even see a camera. You go on a train, you don't see a camera on a train. You see a camera on some train? Now you see on the buses.
Yeah, the bus,
so they have not just the cameras; they have also sound. They're listening. So I enjoy the oyz shamas, and then all of a sudden, cause the person to think, wow, this is not, and then they'll put the politicians, when the politicians say it's not fair, you have freedom of privacy and rights. So I remember one of the politicians said, well, if you're not committing any crimes, you have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to be afraid of. What is everyone complaining about? Is everyone in this country a criminal? What are you afraid of? So big deal with Washington. It's a very powerful mussar, and it's really amazing what Hashem has done to us in this generation. Chavos Chaim, all this all to remind us. Ayin royeh ve'ozen shamas v'chol ma'asecha b'sev nechtav. When a person comes to Shemaim, they replay his entire life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this generation is reminding us like never before was there such a thing where you can walk in the street and you really know that everything you do is recorded, even at home.
There was a movie many years ago, Defending Your Life, where a guy killed in a car accident, then comes up there and he has like a lawyer in court, and he's playing his whole life, all the things he did wrong on a video. I remember seeing that movie. I did that. He says, "This is exact. You know, it's recording what you did."
All right. It's a very Friday thing, and this is what it says here in this passage. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk yud. Rashi pasuk v'gamachol zo shero bekilkalas puranis chaverim. Rashi says exactly the same thing. That what is the Musa Hashem is giving to Shevet the Malchus of Yehuda? They did not learn the lessons from what happened to Shevet to the Aseres Hashvatim. Sherohu bekilkalas the puranis chaverim. The kilkalas is the kilkal means the punishment. They saw what happened. How they became nothing. They became very low. They became low and they were punished. Kim b'sheker, and even though they did tshuva, the Navi says the tshuva was insincere. It's nothing more than sheker. Dorish l'Yoshio, the generation of Yoshio, marin atzmam shehem tzadikim. In public, they appear to be righteous, but the truth is v'heim rishoim. This is really amazing stuff. Such harsh words, because you don't get that impression when you learn Melachim and you learn about the great tshuva movement of Yeshaya. They're called rishoim. Hayu tsarim tsuros shel akum. Yoshio. Marin Atzmam Shem Tzadikim, the Yoshio lived 22 years, he died 22 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Marin Atzmam Shehem Tzadikim, Dehem Rishoim, Hayutzodim Tzurois Shal Akum Al Dal Sosehem Mibifnim. They would etch, or they would depict the images of idols on the inside of their doors. Chetzia Alzo, the Chetzia Alzo, Shahayu Mivare Akum. And when the people, the inspectors, came to obliterate the idols, they came into people's homes to check what's going on. And the door was open, and they would not see it. And then when they left the doors, can you imagine today? It's amazing. You have to say that their generation was much greater than our generation. They at least allowed inspectors to come into their homes. Could you imagine someone today, Rabbanim say today, okay, Rabbi Isai, it's not enough that everyone has to have a filter. It's not enough that everyone has to have this and that. We're sending inspectors to your home.
The old shivas do that.
What?
The old shuls, a lot of them had it. Where you could become a member. They would come to your house.
You'll come to your house.
Yeah, my grandfather did that. One of my grandfathers.
To what? What? What do they look for?
Two things: beds, tablecloth.
Beds. Why tablecloth?
Because you have to have a tablecloth on the table.
Why?
Because it's mispronounced. You can't have a table without a tablecloth. My mother said that one
That's
time
a new one, right?
He went and he came back very fast because they opened up the door, they looked at the table, there was no table, well, they just turned around and left.
And that was the end. Okay.
That's a formula that you've never heard of.
Never. But it just goes to show the generation of Yoshiyahu, they at least allowed inspectors to come into their home. That's amazing. Today, it's impossible. Today, would you allow someone, a rough, to come into your home to see what's doing in your home? To go see anything? To go check out your home?
But it's a point of view that of a homer or a minnow that's so... you look at it like crazy. I told the story. I was in the office of Chaim Berlin sometime, and I heard someone talking. They said, we're not allowing him into the school because his father wears a knitted yarmulke. A knitted yarmulke, I mean, what is wrong with a knitted yarmulke? You have to wear, you know, the exact, you know, it's like, it's so far off for me, it's like, it's crazy. But that's the way it is sometimes.
But this is an amazing zechus, the people, these people were on such a madrega that they allowed inspectors to come into their home, and yet they're still called Rishon. Okay, they're still called Rishon. It's just shocking. It's a shocking thing. Okay, let's see what the Radak says. Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud uvgam chol zos b'chol zos sherasam. And despite all of this, despite the fact b'chol zos sherasam shalachti achleisa loyishava shalachti achleisa that I sent away. Anyone still there? Okay, let's come over here. Despite all of this, she did not do tshuva, despite the fact that they witnessed their sister, the Aseres Hashvatim, be sent out to exile. They did not do a sincere tshuva. Now, the Radak is saying what appears to be something very different than Rashi. Rashi clearly says they were Rishoyim even after they did Teshuvah. Even afterwards. Yoshiyahu, he started a Teshuvah movement. They did Teshuvah. However, they didn't go all the way. Here,
they
Radak...
They weren't sincere or they changed?
What?
They weren't sincere in their Teshuvah?
They were not sincere. They did Teshuvah on the outside. Rashi said on the outside they appeared to be tzaddik. And that's clearly describing the Tekufa after Yoshiyahu did force them to do tshuva at the very end. And in fact, Yoshio was fooled. He thought they were tzaddikim ad kedei kach, that they were living in the times of Mashiach. And when Paro Necho wanted to ascend and fight against his enemy Ashur, Melech Ashur, to go fight, he wanted to pass through Eretz Yisrael, and Yoshiyahu said, "We're living in the times of Mashiach." And it says, "V'cherev loisaavar biartzichem," which Chazal interpret to mean "afilu cherev shel shalom," because everyone in this generation is a tzaddik. So we're clearly dealing here, according to Rashi, after the time when they did tshuva. Yet Rashi says it was insincere. They were tzaddikim on the outside, but Rishohim on the inside. The Radak seems to disagree. The Radak says that this is the pasuk criticizes Klal Yisrael for being Rishohim, they're not doing tshuva b'cholibo, was before the period of time when Yoshiyahu inspired them to do tshuva. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you've used two different terms, I guess, because there are two different proportions. You just used the term inspired Kedusha, but before you used the term coerced. Teshuva does not work
when you
coercion.
Okay. 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 Let's see how he words these words. Behold, okay. This is unique in his interpretation. Before teshuvas Yoshiyahu, or achar teshuva. So he does acknowledge. There's another interpretation. That's what Rashi clearly says after the tshuva. Kimoshe pirashnu l'malo b'pasuk vayomer Hashem elai. We learned yesterday. He presents both sides of the coin. Was it before? Was it after? If it was before, then it means later on. It was complete, but it was too little, too late. And if you learn that it took place afterwards, it means it was insincere, like the pasuk here says. Bo goida shem toyar. This is an adjective. Hoya mishpat. Every word has three letters. The pei, ayin, the lamed. So the first word, bigoida, the pei, the word paul, which means of the shoresh, is with the shva, the first letter. Kimo, kiroiva, rechaika, kiroiva, rechaika, vidnishar, imakomats, kimo, shoye, lezochar, and it remains with, even though the komats normally is used for a feminine word, but in this set of rules, we use the komats, which can come out usually as a feminine, we use it even when we're referring to the Zohar. Here we're referring to Yehuda, which is Zohar, we refer to Ibloshan Zohar. Okay, let's see the Targum. Pasig Yud, V'yapachol do lo savu lefulchani, mishikraya acheihoi. Even despite all of this, they refused to do tshuva, to serve return, the mishikraya acheihoi in the base Yehuda. The shkarim, The Bogoido, as the Targum says, means they're liars. He doesn't translate it to mean the people who rebelled, but people who were involved in lying with all their heart. They did not shuv and sincerely. Elohim, but the Shikra Omer Hashem, they did shuva, they were liars.
It's in there.
Okay, next, let's go to the next passage. Now we continue. Okay, there's a break here, but it's still a continuation. Vayomer Hashem Elai, Hashem said to me, Hashem said to Yirmiyah, Tzidko Nafsha Meshuva Yisrael Mibogeda Yehuda. Between these two parts, the two sections of Klal Yisrael, which one of the two is more guilty? And the answer is the Malchus of Yehuda. That relative to the sins of Yehuda, Yisrael are tzaddikim. Tzidkot nafsho, Meshuvah Yisrael. Read it backwards. The Meshuvah Yisrael, the Aseres Hashvatim who have done sins, and we're calling them Meshuvah. They've gone backwards. They're still tzidkot nafsho. Her neshama is still righteous. She's still a tzaddik relative to Mibogeda Yehuda, relative to the sins of Yehuda. Rashi mitzudos pasuk yidalev tzidko nafsho ritzon loymar imki Yisrael chotor rishoyna. Despite the fact that the Malchus Yisrael, they were the first to sin, hine Yehuda hichbido kol kach pepesha, they were deeply mired in their sin. Ad shesh ashal mula nechsheves Yisrael litzadekes. Okay, the sins of Yehuda were so great, we would relatively speaking say that Yehuda was a tzaddikus. Where do we find the same theme? Lot.
How about Noah?
What do you mean, Noah? Noah. Very good. According to one Rashi, had he been in the generation Badar Hazeh, had he been in the generation of Avraham, lo nechshav lichlum. It's all relative. Righteousness and evil is relative to your environment. In his generation, he was a tzaddik. Had he lived in the generation of Noach, he would have been a nothing, at least according to one interpretation. The other interpretation is just the opposite. If he would live in the generation of Avraham Avinu, he would have such potential, he would have learned, he would have been even greater, he would have been inspired by Avraham. Who knows, he would have been Melech HaMashiach. And where else do we have this? We have this from Lot and Avraham. Lot refused to live with Avraham because if I go back to Avraham, Lot, when the Malach came to save Lot, they want to bring him back to Avraham. And Rashi there says, Lot said, I can't go back to Avraham. Here, when I'm in Sodom, I'm a tzaddik. Relative to the people of my environment, I'm not so bad. If I go back to Avraham, I'll be considered a Rasha. Hashem will wipe me out in one moment. Let me go to Tzoyar. Tzoyar is a place of Rishoyim. I'll look good relative to them. But since the time has not yet come for this city to be destroyed, I will be okay. So this is a very interesting idea. This idea that righteousness, tzidkus, and rishus is relative to your environment. And we're doing that here even in reference to the entire Klal Yisrael. Hashem here says that the Malchus of Yisrael are tzaddikim relative to the Malchus of Yehuda. Okay, Rashi. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Tzidko nafsho b'shuv Yisrael niksa upotra atzma min hadin. Different interpretation. Something a little bit different. Tzidko here means that they have an excuse. They have an excuse. It's more than just that. It's not just comparing the degree of sin. They have an excuse because they have no one to learn from. Niksa, she's innocent. Upatra and atzma, she can exempt herself. Min hadin, shelo hayula mimi lilmay, she had no one to learn from. Relative to Yehuda, who's guilty, they saw what happens when you sin, and they do still continue to rebel. Radak, pasuk yud aleph. Even though they've sinned first, hine, but yet, achoisa Yehuda hoisipa lechato. They increased in their sin. Ad nechsheves achoisa Yisrael tzadekes kinegda. Bitoisefes achet biYehuda hu levazosam beisokel. What was the greater degree of sin? Not like Rashi that says they did not learn from Yehuda, but it's because lahachnis, because they had the Beis Hamikdash in their territory, and they degraded the Beis Hamikdash by bringing lahachnis from pesileihem ve'alileihem ulevatul shem avodas. Who did this? Ochas, he went to the Mesek. He was very impressed with the altar that was constructed there to worship idols, and he sent his craftsmen to make a replica of the Mizbech in Damesek to worship idols in the Beis Hamikdash itself. He closed up the doors of the Beis Hashem. The Nemar, he stopped lining Neros, the Neros of the Menorah. The Nemar, Chizkiyahu was passed through the fire. The only reason why Chizkiyahu, the son of Achaz, survived was because his mother smeared his body with salamandra, the blood of a certain fireproof liquid, which prevented him from dying. Okay, so it's this week's parasha. This week's parasha, we deal with Moilech, passing this very bizarre Avodah Zarah, where parents would take their children and burn them. There are different types of Moloch. One form is just to pass it through fire. But another, the most extreme form of Moloch is Mamish, is to take a child and to burn the child, to throw the child into a fire in honor of this Avodah Zarah called Moloch. This week's parasha. This week's parasha and the pasuk is very elaborate. A lot of pasuk describing Hashem's anger. Anyone that does this, who will be cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who was a victim of Melech? The holy Chizkiyahu, the son of Achaz, he was thrown into the fire. And the only reason why he survived was because his mother knew this was going to happen, and she took this magical liquid called salamandra. It's a blood of some type of unique creature, which is fireproof. She smeared his entire body with this thing, and that prevented him from being killed. And that's what the pasuk here says. It says, "V'gamis bino." Who is this son? Who is the son of Achaz? Chizkiyahu. He was one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived. He was roit v'mashiach. He was a person who had tremendous chavivus for the study of Torah. And in his schus, the Yerushalayim survived. Today he's a big celebrity in Eretz Yisrael. He built the tunnels. He built these water. He built the most complex system water system from ancient times, and there are tours, and there's still aqueducts. They're still discovering the chokhmah of Chizkiyahu, of what he did to protect Yerushalayim. And then we had one good generation, Chizkiyahu, but after Chizkiyahu went back to the old ways, to Menashe and Amoin, and they also destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He also did this, the Oinein v'Nichesh, divination and Nichesh, sorcery, v'asa oivi yidaini, all of these funny things he did. Here, Rabbi Hashem, v'nemar alav, Hera Mikol Asher Asu Hemori Asher Lefarnav. He was more evil than the Emorim. Vayachati Gam Es Yehuda beGilgulov. He caused the entire nation to do Avodah Zarah. V'nemar v'gam Dom Noki Shavach Menashe Harbi Meod. Who did he kill? Who was the Damnaki that he killed? His own grandfather. He killed Yeshaya. Yeshaya was the grandfather of Menashe. He killed him. Arash Amilias Yerushalayim Peh Lepeh Chalolim, because he married the daughter, because Chizkiyahu married the daughter of Yeshaya. And they had Menashe. And Menashe killed his grandfather Yeshaya when he was 120 years old. That was his birthday present. He killed him. Okay, that's what it says. Okay, so this is what it says here in this. This is the guilt, the comparison. What does it say in the Targum Pasuk Yud Aleph? Amar Hashem li zakiu nafshehoin dimis chasnin, that they are innocent. The neshamos dimis chansin lemesav lefulchani, the people who have taken as an inheritance to them to worship idols, the base Yisrael, that's how that he's consistent. He always translates the word Meshuvah Yehuda. He always translates this expression, Dim Chasnin Lemesaf Lefulchanei. They turn away from serving Hashem, the Beis Yisrael, Mimish Shakraya, the Beis Yehuda, they are more innocent, they're Zakai. They're innocent relative to the sins of Yehuda. Pasuk Yibbeis. Pasuk Yibbeis says, Holoich v'karasa esad remu l'tzafayim. It's a very beautiful pasuk. Yishaya, Hashem says to Yishaya, I want you to go out now. I want you to go forth, and I want you to call out the following statement to tzafayim, to the north. Who is in the north? So we're going to see here that according to many commentators, this pasuk is an indication that Yirmiyah went to restore the Aseres HaShvatim. And in fact, this is a reference according to some that the day will come when they will come back. Those who learn that the Aseres HaShvatim will return to Klal Yisrael, they derive from this pasuk. It's difficult because we learned yesterday that Hashem has given to the Aseres HaShvatim a Sefer Krisos. So you have really a contradiction. On the one hand, the Sefer Krisos means they're cut off for good. And here it says, I want you to go out, I want you to say the following words to the northward. The Amarta, you shall say, Shuva Meshuva Yisrael. The Meshuva Yisrael return, Num Hashem. Le'apil ponai bochem, I'm not going to cast my face. In this week's parasha, V'nasati ponai bo'ish hahu. I will set my ponim, meaning I will focus. I will give him my full attention. That's what it means, nasati ponai. Sometimes you have oiref, nasati, you turn your back, means I'm not interested. You turn your back, I have more important things to do. I will apply my ponim, I will give you my full attention to punish. So here it says, loy apil ponai bochem. I will not focus on punishing you. I'm not going to use the expression Rasati Panai Bo Ishahu against that person, against these evil people to destroy them. I'm not going to do it. Ki chosid aninu Hashem. I do things lifnim mishur sadin. The word chosid always has a connotation of doing more than what is required. Lo etal alam. I will not bear a grudge forever. In other words, Hashem was telling Aseres HaShvatim, come back. Come back, and Yirmiyah is one. We have this in Chazal. Yirmiyah made a very good attempt, a very sincere attempt to go out to the world and to bring back the Aseres HaShvatim, but he did not have much success. Mitzudos David, Pasuk Yudeis, Tzafon, Emul Tzafon, Lasher, Mokom, Shagol, Yisrael. The north. The north is where they went into exile. Loy ashkin chamosi b'chem. I will not rest my anger against you. Ki chosid ani. I am ani. Ki chosid ani. Num Hashem etzino loymar. Loy ka'odam she'enim moichal l'soynoi af im yasu teshuva. I'm not like those type of people out there that will never forgive. Even if the victim, even if the person's enemy does teshuva, they don't forgive. I'm not from that category. I forgive Hashem. Lo etor lo'olam, lo eshmor ho'eva. I will not guard the enmity, the hostility. Lo'olam ki miyad kishetshuvu telech lo ho'eva. When you do tshuva right away, Hashem's hostility dissipates. Rashi yudbeis holoch mikurasa holoch kitargumo. Azel Lashon Tzivri. Hashem is giving him a command. I got a job for you. Kan, now here is critical words. Kan Rashi Tzivahu Leilech V'lachzor Aseres Hashvat Mime Yoshiyahu. Kama Hashem Olamala Sheme Yoshiyahu Nemra Lo Nevuazo. This Nevu was said in the days of Yoshiyahu, which was long after the Aseres Hashvat have gone into Golos. V'chazra Miksas Mehem B'shmoyne Es Yoshiyahu. Rashi says there was success. There was a degree of success. Some of them did come back in the days of Yoshiyahu. And why? Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to go out and to go retrieve them. Tzafayna el ha-makama shagol l'sham la'ashur. Ashur is considered to be in the north of Eretz Yisrael. As we learned last time, doesn't necessarily mean north. It means the way you go there is you have to go north. You can't go to Ashur unless you go up north and then you go west and then you go south. You can't, there's no direct flight to Ashur. You have to stop off first in Boston, and then you have to go to to Moscow, and then you have to go to Istanbul, then to Syria. You have to go all over until you make your final ascent. So the way to go is you have to first go north, because a lot of the countries are very distant, because Ashur is not north. Ashur is south. It's southwest. So what then does it mean over here?
Southeast.
So what does it mean over here that it said that they're going north? You're right, it's southeast, but the only way to get southeast is to get on the train that goes north. Okay, north, next. Rugzi means by anger. Let's see, Radak. Pasig Yud Beis. Halach leKarasa. Any Oymel Navi Sheikh Lesvan Mokam Shagol Lasaris Ashvatim Kihigla Samel Hashor Bechalas Vichavor Viore Modai Vehem Tsofa in the Oilam Klape Mizrach. So it doesn't mean over here literally. It literally doesn't mean that Hashem told the Navi that they should go to the north. Because where did they go? Where did they go into Gaulus? They went to Chalach and Chavor and Arimodai, and they're on the north part of the world towards the east. So he's saying here that it's northeast. But if it's northeast, you still have to go east. You can't go north. Ela perushoy halach inyan zirus. So here he says a different interpretation. It means strengthen yourself, be diligent. Which also there means let us go and celebrate. Let us celebrate. They're always comparing to the word l'cha and to the word l'chu. V'hadem l'chem u'masha marta v'karos v'tzalei ma sheyikra hadavar mo'ilu b'yushalayim l'fnei zikna Yehuda. You should say these words before the zikna Yehuda v'yikra hadavar m'kenegad yishol shagolu ki'ilu medabri mo'am panim b'panim v'am l'chem shuvah m'shuvah yishol ramaz l'chem sh'asidim l'shub yachr sayamim. Not like Rashi. He's not going anywhere. He's not going on any trips. He's not going to persuade people to do tshuva. He's giving over prophecy that this is going to happen at the end of days, at the time of Mashiach. The time will come when the Shuva Yisrael will return. The Aseres Hashvatim will return. Again, not like Rashi that says that this was an event that took place in this day. He actually went to these locations in the north, wherever they were to go, and convinced the people to come back. And that's why, according to the Dr. Pasuk, I will not bear a grudge forever. I'm not going to guard this thing forever. After it's le'olam, forever. It's not going to be forever, but it's going to be close to forever. At the end of days, I will inspire them to come back. Im Golos Yehuda, they will be gathered in together with Yehuda. Umash amar loy apil panay b'chem ritzayin loymar le'olam v'tam le'olam l'shnayim l'lo apil panay. You have to take the word lo'olam and apply it to two sections of the pasuk. So the part of the pasuk that says lo etar, and going back a couple of words, lo apil ponai bochem. So it's as if it says word lo'olam twice in the pasuk. Ki kvar hibu ponai bochem begolus osam. Hashem already showed his anger by sending them to Golus. Ponai, period. Now he explains ponai means ka'asi, like the Targum said, it means rugoizi. K'lo v'nasati es ponai bo ishahu. This week's parasha, p'nei Hashem chilkom, Hashem's anger has dispersed him in Eicha, v'hadam m'lochem u'masham ki chosir ani, v'tzir lo'ymar ki af al pish shechatosem v'yisim chayovim k'liya. Even though you're sinners, and you're guilty of destruction, ani chosid, Hashem is pious. K'mo shama b'midoy sakel, v'rav chesed, v'achesed hu yisrin ha'tayva yoyis al-haroi. It means lefnim mishuras hadin, more than what you deserve.
Marta says Hashem driven out.
Okay, so it seems that maybe at this point they did. Maybe at this point Ashur is no longer a major player. Ashur, it happened many years. We learned it was 23. I thought it was more, but it says we learned yesterday. Rashi, it was 23 years ago. You know, the world politics changed. Ashur obviously was not a world power at this point in time. Bavel conquered Ashur. Babel now was the new world power, and the people of the Aseres HaShvatim had more freedom. They were able. Soviet Union fell apart. the wall of Berlin. You know, these events will, things change. Let's see the Targum, Pasuk Yud Beis, long Pasuk. Ezel go uth v'sis nade yas piskamaya hoilein. Targum appears to look like the Radak. He's telling us that this is not an event. This is not an event that took place at this moment in time. This is nothing more than a prophecy that the day will come, the Achris Hayamim, when the Aseres Hashvatim will be restored. The Ara Tzifoina on the northern side. The same Aaron make the following statement. Tuvu, return, the Mischasnin L'Nesav L'Pulchane, the base Yisrael. That's the translation of the Shuva Yisrael, those who have backslided. Amar Hashem, Kadwem Tisuvun Lo Eshtachem Goyzi B'Choyim. When you do Tshuva, if you do Tshuva, this is something the Targum is adding in, I'm not going to just forgive you for nothing. When you do Tshuva, I will no longer send forth my anger upon you, that's Ponai, Are because Maske L'Nebad Tavon Ano. Hashem does much good. Rav Chesed. He's translating the word Chosid as Rav Toiv. Hashem does an abundance of good. Ano, Amar Hashem v'lo yinatrun lich chayvayich lo. I'm not going to guard your sins forever. Next pasuk. Pasuk coming up with some interesting measures. Next pasuk. Okay, let's see. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ach di avonech. Okay, be aware. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that you should be aware of your sin. Like we learned, you should be, do not be in a state of denial. Ach, the only thing I ask of you, Meshuva Yisrael, is to be aware, Di'avonech, know your sin. Ki v'Hashem Elokayach poshata, know that you have transgressed, you have rebelled against Hashem. And because of that, and what you've done is, V'atifazri es derochayach lazarim. You spread out your ways for strangers. In other words, you make yourself available to worship idols. Tachas kol etz ra'anan, under every single leafy tree, v'kol u'v'koli lo yishamatem nom Hashem, you did not listen to my words. Let's read another pasuk together. Pasuk shuv uvanim shavavim, nu'um Hashem, Ken Hashem says, do tshuva, return. Vonim shoivavim, shoivavim num Hashem. So shoivavim over here is similar to the word meshuva yisro, children who are moving backwards. Ki anochi ba'alti bochem, I am your husband. I am your master. V'lokachti eschem, and I will save you. If only you'll do tshuva, I will save you. Echad me'ir, one from a city, shnayim mi'mishpacha, two from a family, ve'evesi eschem tzion. Now this simply means, it means that even if there's one tzaddik in a city, in the zechus of one tzaddik, I'll save the entire city. If in a family there are two tzaddikim, I will save the entire family in their zechus, and I'll bring you all to tzion, so says Hashem. And how true this is today. What?
It should be one and two.
So you would, right. So you would think that a city, a whole city, needs at least a little. You need a little bit more. Okay, you're right. I don't know. I have to look in the first. You're right. I don't know the answer. I don't know. But
it doesn't have to be one city. Relatives all over the world.
Relatives all over the world.
Two,
the whole family. So maybe that's the answer. If you're in a city so localized, and people, they learn from one person, that inspires the entire city to do tshuva. But a family, they're not near each other. When they hear two relatives of chayz of tshuva, then the whole family, wherever they are, all over the world, they wake up and they do tshuva. And this is so true. I mean, the vast majority of Baalei tshuva come today, and even Gerim, I know a family of Gerim. So the only reason why the second one became a ger was because he was inspired by the brother, the first one. The vast majority of Baalei tshuva is when one member of the family does tshuva, that inspires, look, it's not so bad. It's not, in fact, they're very impressed, and that has a ripple effect and causes other people to do tshuva. So here I've got this broken thing, if one of you will do tshuva, that's going to set off a sequence of events, a chain of events, which is going to cause the entire city to do tshuva. And if two people in the family do tshuva, that's going to set up a sequence of events in order to cause the entire family to do tshuva. So here he's begging, he's pleading. He's pleading with the Aseres HaShvatim, do tshuva. According to Rashi, this was an actual statement, an actual plea. He actually went and traveled the world. You hear me? He traveled the world and said to the people exactly these words, Shuvu vanim shoivavim. Do tshuva, you children who are going in the wrong direction. You're going the opposite direction than you should. If you'll do, because Hashem is your only master, the only one that you're going to find satisfaction from is Hashem, and I will take you, even if just a little bit, just a small amount, the whole family, the whole city will do tshuva. Before we see Rashi, we all know that the expression of the weeks of Shevavim, Shevavim, it's pronounced colloquially Shevavim, the weeks starting with Parsha Shemos. Shevavim is Rosh Teva Shemos, Vo'era, Bo, B'shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim. And then there's Shevim Tat, Tshuva Tetzaveh, and then there's also the last letters, three more letters of Vayakel, of Kisisa, Vayakel Pekudei. Some extended even that far. But the basic nucleus of these weeks called Shevavim, which is borrowed from this pasuk, Shuvu Vanim Shevavim, it's a time to do teshuva. It's interesting that maybe the reason why they took this is because the mashal here in the pasuk, as the Radak and Mitzudas told us 100 times, is about zinus, harlotry, adultery, matters relating to noshim. The tshuva, the main tshuva that is focused on during Shevavim, weeks of Shevavim, relates to matters of ishus. That's why there are shiurim in Hilchos Nida, refresher courses in Hilchos Nida, and chizuk in Shmiras Senayim, and all of the things relating to arayos. It's taken from this pasuk, and in this pasuk, the literal translation of the words of this pasuk, of this series of pasuk, is that you've spread out your ways to. I mean, we talk about a zona in these psukim, so there is some connection between these two. Let's see the mitzvahs in these two psuk, pasuk yudal, pasuk yud dalid, yud gimel, yud dalid, two psukim together. Ach diavonech, hear me, please, that you should be aware. Tehei makir beatzmech sheher besa avoin ki pashata b'Hashem. The Iker Shuva is to be aware that you are sinners. Vidui, we learned this last week. Batipazru. Now here he says something very interesting. He says over here, you've spread out. It means you opened up your legs. Pazarta raglecha zemize linoif imharbe zorim ritsona loimar ovalta akum harbe. So he's taking the pasuk very literally. Dirachayich. He's translating as your legs. It doesn't just mean your ways. You've allowed yourself to get accustomed to doing averos. You opened up your legs. And Isha, that's Mizaneh, she opens up her legs for her, the one that she is sitting with. And look at the Mitzudos Tzioin, where he substitutes the word Derachayich for the word Raglayich, your legs. Okay, next. Okay, so here's a complaint. Hashem says it would not have been so bad if you would worship both. Like what Eliyahu said to Klal Yisrael, Im Labal L'chu Acharav V'im L'Hashem L'chu Acharav L'mata Poseach Al Shnei Hasivim. Here Hashem says that would not have been so bad had you tried to worship Hashem and worship idols at the same time, but what have you done? You have completely abandoned me. Shuv pasuk yidal shuvu atem bonim moiridim shuvu elai we do shuvu kenochi ha'adoin moishu mochem lochein. I am your master. Anochi ba'alti eschem. I am your master. Lochein meroish shuvu elai. And if you will do tshuva, Hashem says, I will grant you assistance. V'lokachti eschem bo'oz zekach eschem mehagoyla. I will redeem you. Echad me'ir ritzon aloymar af im ma'at yeshuvo elai. Ekach oysam v'lo yishtaku sham im ho'emdim b'mirdam. If only a few, he learns very simply, if only a few of you will return, I'll take whoever wants to come. I'm not going to allow you to be swallowed up in your environment. Rashi, pasig yud dalid. Shaivivim, or Michal, you have over here for us a translation of this French word?
Doesn't mean anything to me, but he says it means perverted.
Perverted.
In your way.
Perverted in your way, okay. Sheshoivastem d'darkechem meroiv kol. That you have corrupted. Okay, so over here you have corrupted. They really call this part of the Teichacha. that Hashem gave you Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat. And Hashem gives you everything, and then you rebel. Shayisem b'shalva v'oineg, you were in a state of serenity and peace, and in Kamosha hu oimer, hapartim al pi hanovel, I don't know what that means, hashayisem v'mizrukayayim, people that drank, they drank from large containers of wine. You had everything you can possibly need, and yet...
Since they hung pieces of song to the tune of the lute.
To the tune of partim, which mean, what was the word partim? To the tune
of the lute.
Of the, that's the name of an instrument, the nevel. Okay, Anochi Baalti Eschem B'mochem V'nikresim B'shmi. I am your master. You call by my name. Shani Odom Lachem V'ein Kavodi Loniach Eschem B'yad Oivi. And therefore Hashem over here says, Rashi, it's not in my best interest. It's a chilul Hashem when a Jew is lost in Golus. It's a chilul Hashem, and therefore Hashem says, "In my own interest, I'm going to extract you and bring you back to your homeland." Okay. Before we go further, so to point to the Radak, there's this very interesting medrash. The medrash here says that this refers to, why does it say echad meir shnayim mishpacha? It refers to Lot. We have a precedent when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy Sodom and its suburbs. So Hashem extracted one person from the entire city of Sodom. Who was that one extraction? Once, well, was Lot a tzaddik? Was he really a tzaddik? It was in the zechus of Avraham. It was the zechus of Avraham. He was more righteous after all. When the Malachim came, he did said he wanted to invite them. He took them into his home. He was moiser nefesh to do chesed.
Right.
But here,
the primary person chosen.
So he is the echad meir, and who's the shnayim? His two daughters. His two daughters. They fled. They fled. They fled into a cave. And Ushnayim Mishpacha, and through Ammon and Moav, from Moav came David, and from Ammon came
Nama,
the wife of Shlomo HaMelech, who is the mother of one of the kings in Klal Yisrael. So from these two families, Ushnayim Mishpacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extracted two holy souls from the Mishpacha. The two daughters of Lot were extracted. In other words, from them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them, because from them ultimately would come David and would come Nava. That's what the Medrash says. Let's see the Radak. Radak and Pasik Yudalid. Yudalid. Shuvan Yefresh Gimel. Ach, Koidem Shashivcha Eli. The condition before you come to me, Tzach Shateidi Avoneich. The most important thing of doing tshuva is to be aware. Acknowledge the situation. Acknowledge that you have a problem. They always write about that. People have addiction problems. People who are gambling or all these things. The first step is acknowledgement. You have to acknowledge you have a problem. That's step number one. So, Feresh HaPasach. Hashem says, do tshuva. Ach, the first step of tshuva is di'i avoneich. Acknowledgement. You have to vidu. That's what we learn like this. The chibur is vidu. You have to acknowledge what's going on before you do anything any further. Ach koydem she'ashivcha elai tzarch she'teidi avonech v'takiri be'atzmech alma higlisicha. You have to know why this happened. You have to know where you stand, where you hold. Ki ba'ashem olchach poshato. You have to know. What do you have to know? You have to know that you have committed sins. V'kevin she'takiri ze toshuv yolad yeshuv lecha. Once you know this, then we can begin the process. Then you can do tshuva. What's the significance of spreading out your feet? You do not worship one idol. Ella pozarto es derech lezadim leze uleze kmo shamar ki nispar recha hayu elrecha Yehuda. It would seem that the Radak is disagreeing with the Mitzudos. He seems to say that derechecha means your ways, not your feet. Your ways mean that you went and you conducted yourself in...
Same idea,
okay.
Meaning promiscuity in terms of Avodah Zarah.
But the Mitzudas is very explicit. He says you opened up your legs instead of focusing on your conduct. Uvikoli lo shematem ki yisi mas shebuchem tamed. I warned you continuously. Al yidei hanavim v'lo shematem. Shuvu vanim shoyvavim. Return wayward children. Mordim kimoy meshuva shepirashtu. This means people who rebel. The word shoyvavim means to go backwards. But going backwards, it's a stronger word. It means there's a rebellion. Rebellion in your conduct. Ki anochi balti bachem kloimar eval bachem achar shegirashti yeschem. I will be your husband after I divorced you. Machzir girushosai. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent the Aseres HaShvatim, the get krisus that we learned about yesterday, but there's a mitzvah of being machzir girushosai, taking back your divorcee.
But even after marrying another,
that's what we learned. So that is what we learned. Is that gadol gadol tshuva shadoicha asloisa se shebetara? Exactly. Even though, as Hashem says, does it exist such a thing when a woman gets divorced and then he takes it back? It does not exist such a thing. But yet Hashem says, I will make an exception for you. And we discussed that the zchus is that you do tshuva me'ava. It's as if the aver never happened. Okay, the targum yinusin isri isi v'choin. I have the isri isi. I don't know. I didn't look up the targum. So I really can't. I have to do more homework. Va'adoyni avi z'choin levracha perash ba'alti. It means katzti. It means I have detested. I think maybe that's what the targum is trying to say. Isri isi. I have va'anochi ba'alti aschem. It's I have detested you. Because of what you of your sins, according to Rashi and the Mitzudos, the word ba'alti is a positive expression. Do tshuva, and if you do tshuva, I'll take you back. I'll be your master. I'll be your husband, because that's what I am to you. But then he goes on to say, though, not everyone agrees that that's what it means. The ba'alti means I've detested you. Lefi shukasha bebeis, because it's connected with the beis. Okay, I'm not sure what he means with kosher bebeis. V'chei anochi ba'alti b'bom num Hashem. It means lir v'domo is also kein b'zeh inyim b'losh na'aravi in Aravi. Okay, I'm not sure. So it's, in other words, it's not a Hebrew word. Ba'alti means I detest you. For the sins that you have committed, I have detested you. Echad me'ir. Now he goes further to explain this part. Afilu Yehudi echad. Even if there's only one Jew, I'll take him there. Now he says here that an Uma, a nation, is called a family. Many times in Tanakh we refer to a nation as a group of families, tribes. Rabbi Sein is going to Levracha Perushu Echa Meir. Now I mentioned this to you when we read the Pasuk, the church of the Pasuk. Mizake es kol ha'ir. There's one tzaddik in the city, it's mizake the entire city. Shnayim in mishpacha, mizake es kol ha'mishpacha, uvizuchusan yatsu kulam mehagolos. It's always good to have in the family one tzaddik. One tzaddik or two tzaddikim is mizake the entire family, or tzaddik in the city is mizake the entire family. It's interesting, you know. Yeah, it's very easy. Like you see, like sometimes in a shir, you see, yeah, you know, you have like there are certain or sometimes you see rebbeim. They have a class, in and they don't really like the students in the class. The students are not, they're not what the Rebbe got it went into chinuch for. But if the Rebbe has even one good talmud in the shir, it's worth the whole thing. Right? He went out on a career to be a Rebbe. And he has a class, just not what he bargained for. One Talmud, it's Kedai, can save the entire class. So that's. I wasn't thinking that. In here, it's Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Virurim, Kulam Gibarim, Kulam Isim, the Emo, the Yiran, it's Saint Karim. Chas Hashem over here, this is a different league. We're dealing here in a different league. Let us see the Targum and we'll stop. The Targum on these two Pesukim, Pasuk Yud Gimel says, Bram, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Bram, Di'i Chayvayich, you should be aware of your sins. I read the name of the Hashem Elokochem, Meiradit. You have rebelled. V'kalkelt yas urchosoch, and you have corrupted your ways. Ischabart le'amamaya, you have cleaved to the nations of the world. Palche kechaya, you worship the stars. T'chos kol ilin, underneath every tree. Above every leafy tree. Ulememri lo, and my words, you have not received. Kabeltun amar Hashem. Pasuk Yudalit. Tuvu vanim, dimis chastin lemesav, return children who have rebelled. Omar Hashem Hasos Hashem Hari Ano Isri Esi V'choin. Now again, Isri Boalti V'schel. I don't know what that word means. Isri V'ekrav V'schel Kilu Atun Mishtarun, and I will bring you close to me. Kilu Atun Mishtarun Chod Mikarta. One will be spared from a city. Uvitrein Mizar Isa. Two from a family, Zera as a family. Ve'el Yaschin Litzvah, I'll bring you to Tzion. Okay, we'll stop over here. Pasuk Tezvav. Yeah, what happens for donuts?
Alexander Ben Zvi.
It's the perfect food for your last meal donuts. It's the perfect thing for Yom HaTzimah, because the whole, you give the whole to the Haredim.
Huh?
The whole you give to the Haredim. The other part you give to the Tzionim.
Why was Israel punished?
We asked that question, we start off, that even though their punishment was their tzaddikim, their punishment was greater. Yeah, I started that, I don't know, it's a very tough question. It says that the sins of Yehuda were much worse, and yet who got the harsher punishment? Yisrael got the harsher punishment.
They have quantity over quality. There were more of them. There was one or two pages.
Same page. It looks like
two pages. Maybe I mixed up. There's two pages.
Okay, this is the same thing.
Okay, so just
here's a different page. Here's a different page.
Yeah.
Again, we'll cross the tolerance and test.
Nine times does the begin Resh Parsha with Lema. Test. Nine times.
That's what I showed you yesterday.
How do you find the nine times? How do you find Kukadatsia?
And Gardens.
Yeah.
And
you look at the post of
Lema. Lema, that's no good. Now check them out. I found 14.
What's your base? Mean over here?
This is from this.
Test Resh Parsha Yud Beis. What's your base? Oh, Yishalach. With the Dagish and the Lamed? Yishalach? Yud Beis.
This is Test Pir.
Test Resh Parsha. Very good. Resh Parsha. Resh Parsha.
That's what I have at home.
Very good.
The old fashioned one.
Okay.